G'day, day 154, and it was from Aparima Huts to Telford Campground, and currently in a tent early in the morning because I forgot to do my this audio last night. Just kind of slipped my mind. I went to bed early and just kind of fell asleep. It was meant to be a tough day. It was meant to be a tricky one over some really hard terrain. That the signs indicated being like to the lower Wairaki hut is 8 to 9 hours. We did it in 4.5, so we really pumped it out. The track wasn't that difficult. Very good bush though. Trail was slim. But the bush was really nice. I started out along some tussock. It wasn't really tussock, it was some kind of really low, shrubby, kind of mossy shrub stuff to start with for the first couple of K, and then we walked on into the bush for hours and hours, and it was literally just the same bush, but it's good bush. Really enjoyed this bush here. Harold went off on a cracking pace, and we had a massive sweat up, all of us, and we just kept up with him, and just pushed it. We made it to Lower Wairaki Hut. Harold decided to stop there because he needed a dryer for stuff. So he stayed the night with the fire and everything while Hannah and I continued on the next section, which they said was 9 or 8 hours for 8 or 9K. It's like, well, that's not right. So we ended up pumping that out and even with a massive big long stop at the top of the hill, 4 hours or so, probably could have done it in 3. It was a nice hard slog to the top of the hill, which was enjoyable, and once you got there, it was some views over the coast, or the Southland. However, a lot of the low cloud cover, you couldn't see much. But you could see the Linton station in front of us mainly, and that was good enough, and the Takatumis behind us. Cloud cover then decided to roll on in and ended up getting a bit chilly and descended down the ridgeline, which was had some technical bits, and then got into grassland and down to the campsite that has a toilet and a flowing stream. That's not the best stream, it's a little mucky. There's some floaters in there. But anyway, it was a good day overall. We have now only 5 days left to go, so getting very, very close. Have a good life. See ya.